Stocks closed slightly higher Wednesday in a seesaw day of action on Wall Street as notes from the Federal Reserve's most recent meeting indicates the central bank sees increasing risks to the overall economy. The S&P 500 gained 5, the NASDAQ added 2, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up nearly 64 points, settling to 25,954. I'm Andy Gersher. This is After the Bell, and joining us to talk about Wall Street's interpretation of the Federal Reserve's minutes, David Jones, Chairman and CEO of DMJ Advisors in Denver, also author of the book Understanding Central Banking. Well, David, this afternoon we received arguably the most important data point of the week with the release of the most recent minutes from the Federal Reserve. What was your takeaway?
Well, there was some important news in those minutes, and obviously the market responded in a positive manner. The big news was that the Federal Reserve has made a significant adjustment in its policy. We saw in a process of what the Fed called normalization last year, 4 rate hikes, and the market by December of 2018 was really shaken by that steady drumbeat of rate increases. Now we see in these very important minutes that the Fed is backing away from that policy, really in a way that is shocking to Fed observers because it came so sudden. The Fed said, number one, we're going to be patient in any other rate hikes. They had said that after their January policy meeting, but they said it more directly in these minutes. No more rate hikes on the horizon as the Fed takes a look at the economy, number one. And number two, the Fed is going to reduce its balance sheet more gradually and probably end that reduction this year. That was the most important news in the minutes. The markets really liked those two items.
As you look at the economy right now, how does the economy look to you going forward? You know, the Fed cited concerns. How do you see things?
Well, the Fed definitely said that there's no longer a situation in the economic outlook of a balance of risks. They said the risks are downside. I do think the economy will slow in this year, 2019, compared with the pace in 2018, which was about 3% growth. I think we'll be slowing to 2.5%, maybe even slightly less in 2019. The important point, though, is that the economy is going to continue to show strength, particularly the labor market, and I don't think the Fed's going to find any really major economic news. Take a look at the downside risks. We had the government shutting down and the worries that could last for a long time. That's ended. We had the worries of a trade problem with China, major trade tensions, but it looks like there may be some conclusion, some positive conclusion to those tensions. We saw Chinese growth slowing, but maybe that won't be as severe if the trade tensions are relieved. And Europe is slowing in growth, but the good news, after the Fed changed its policy and decided not to raise rates any further, even the markets in Europe recovered. So all of those negatives don't look quite as bad now with this major change in Federal Reserve policy.
Well, in that change in Federal Reserve policy, has the market baked all this in, do you think?
I think it has. It was like a 1-2 punch with the statement immediately after the late January meeting, hinting at this idea that the Fed would show patience in taking any other further interest rate actions this year, in contrast with all those rate hikes last year. That was already in the markets. What was not in the markets is how much the Fed is reducing its balance sheet. The reason that's so important is that balance sheet is the source of liquidity for the markets, is the source of cash for the markets, in effect. When you're building that balance sheet up, as the Fed had done for so long after the credit crisis, that means there's a lot more money sloshing around in the markets. When they begin to reduce that balance sheet, that means there's less money available in the markets. And that was becoming a major market concern. When the Fed said they're going to end that process of reducing the balance sheet at the end of this year, they the market jumped for joy. And I think that's good news to carrying on in the months ahead.
Has the Fed gotten those tools needed back in the belt? I know they wanted to be a little more aggressive on rates going forward. They've done some of that and then had to kind of, you know, cool off a bit. Do we at least have some of the tools needed in that toolbox for the Federal Reserve in case we do have a major downturn?
Exactly. And that's one of the things I'll give Chairman Powell a lot of credit for. One of the reasons he was normalizing, as he called it last year, in hiking rates four times was precisely to be ready with the short-term Fed target rate now at 2.5%, up from virtually zero, to be ready if there is an unexpected downturn. And by reducing that balance sheet, curtailing some of that excess liquidity in the markets, they have the flexibility to, if they had to, raise that balance sheet again and provide more liquidity to the market. So your question is right on the money, and it's very clear that one of the reasons Powell worked so hard to get to neutral right now at 2.5%, the Fed would consider that to be a neutral interest rate, exactly where Powell wanted to go, a rate that would neither stimulate nor depress economic activity. So we're in the groove, in effect, in terms of Fed policy right now, and that gives them time to, they have the weapons now to respond to a downturn. By the way, no other major central banks in the world are there yet. The European Central Bank is not there. They're still very aggressive in policy. The Bank of Japan in the same way. So the Fed is, in essence, ahead of the game and right where it should be.
That's David Jones, Chairman and CEO of DMJ Advisors in Denver, and also author of the book Understanding Central Banking. And I'm Andy Gersher for News Radio on 105.9 FM.